All right, Kyle, how's everything going, man?
It's going good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. I mean, life's got to be pretty good for you right now. You got 4 CCMA nominations coming up pretty quick here. Find out if you take any of them home. How's that feel?
It's amazing. It's shocking, first of all. And I feel grateful. I feel grateful that my peers and that people in the industry are liking my record and seeing what I'm doing. It's cool. It's a great feeling.
Yeah, you're up for Alternative Country Album of the Year, as well as Producers of the Year with Russell Broom, Creative Team or Director of the Year. There's a few names attached to that one, as well as Innovative Campaign of the Year with Don Amaro for Let 'Em Lie. Is there any of those that stand out to you that would probably, I'm sure you'd love to win any, if not all of them, but is there one that stands out more to you?
Yeah, I think personally, as far as, my career goes and the work that I put into A Traveler's Lament, Alternative Album of the Year would be incredible because, you know, that was just such a big process and it takes a long time to make a record and a lot of work and focus. And so winning that one would be amazing. Just being nominated is incredible. But there's something about Innovative Campaign that's super special just because of what it was and why we did it, creating that song with Dawn and putting it out, as a story piece for survivors of, the residential school system and the response that we got and, seeing survivors comment on Facebook and talk about how, they were a survivor and how the song meant something to them. I think, that's a very special category for me. I think that it's probably, the deepest connection with any category I have.
So, I mean, you are a Métis artist. Outside of Let 'Em Lie, does that influence your songwriting or song selections in any way?
I think so. I get asked that question a bit, and I never have a great answer for it because it just is. So I don't, it's like, if you were asked if your heritage kind of, influenced your songwriting or, I don't know, it's just, I just do what I do and am who I am. And I'm sure that it definitely is a big part of it. I just don't see it because I'm in it, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. So, I mean, you're also doing a few shows during the CCMA time. I mean, how do you function during CCMA time? Because I usually struggle to do that. So I don't know how, as an artist, if that's any better or worse on your part.
Yeah, it's tough for sure. There's a lot of fun happening and, a lot of friends and parties. And you just have to pace yourself, I would say. As an artist, you have to really focus on the shows and focus on, what you need to do to get out there and perform well. And then have fun after.
How did you come about wearing the hat you're always wearing? Because if you ever need to spot you anywhere, it's it's pretty easy to spot you. And it's such an awesome hat. So I'm curious how that came about. I don't know if that's something that's just on stage you tend to wear that, or...
I think I was just a fan of the hat maker. And my friend Richie Mazzella kind of turned me on to them Lone Hawk hats in California. Well, they moved to New Mexico now, but yeah, he's just brilliant. I was a fan just watching his Instagram and, commenting and enjoying them. And then I wanted one and I had kind of found the shape and the kind that I really liked. And it was actually my wife, Sarah. She bought me one for our anniversary one year. And that was the beginning of it. I just loved it. So I started wearing it and, I can't stop now.
Is it the same one or do you have just multiple ones?
I have a couple of them now. There's actually a great hat maker in Lethbridge, Alberta, Ocean Ford Hats. It's like Ocean, O-S-H-A-N, Ford. And she made me a similar one that's amazing. And so I wear them both now, just as often as the other.
All right, so your latest song at radio is Left. How did that one come about for you? And is there any special meaning behind it?
Yeah, Left. Yeah, I love that song. It was a moment where I was on a tour. I played guitar in the Queen musical, We Will Rock You, and we did 160 shows across North America in 6 months. So we were, on buses, playing a different venue in the U.S. every single day. And we had gone through probably 12 to 20 No, it was about, it was like 15 shows in. It had just been rough, like so many beat up cities and rough places and yeah, places I didn't know existed. And we got to San Antonio and it was just like the most beautiful place. That city's amazing. And it felt like, you know, everything was going to be okay. And it just kind of like got me thinking about my life and getting sentimental and, you know, looking at the past. And there's this river walk under the city, kind of where the river flows through. And there's bars and shops on either side of the river, like the river walk. And yeah, that song just, it wrote itself really, really quickly because I was super inspired by that whole experience.
All right, man. Well, best of luck with the award nominations. I look forward to hopefully getting to chat with you a little bit in person in Hamilton there next weekend at the time of this recording. But
yeah, exactly. No, thanks very much. And yeah, can't wait. It's going to be a fun time. Hope to see you there for sure.